Now, Big Fatty is their dad. Now, I think Mom should be Auntie Vera Charles. And I know that Big Fatty's now throwing up a little bit in the back of his mouth, thinking about having to copulate with Auntie Vera to produce his three offspring. But he'll just have to get over it. So anyway, so Auntie Vera Charles should be Mom. Big Fatty is Dad. And I think Miss Kitty needs to be Aunt Miss Kitty, not Uncle Miss Kitty, because, you know, when Big Fatty told us when she puts her dance hall skirt on, I think she just needs to be called Aunt Miss Kitty. And now that brings us to the Larry Cly over at the LK Today podcast. And Larry, I have to say, I love it when you eat on your podcast. It just cracks me up. Love, love, love me some Larry Cly. Oh, God, I'm gassy. Big Fatty. I must have caught it from the Big Fatty.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online. This is episode 153 of the BFO for Tuesday, the 2th of September, 2008. Coming up on today's show, y'all, Big Fatty is tired, but he is full of, well, I'll let you fill in the blank on that statement. Big Fatty is full of... Y'all, I can't wait to hear what y'all think Big Fatty is full of. That shouldn't be too hard, though. Actually, Big Fatty is full of the Chick-fil chicken strips. Larry Cly and I jalopied it over in the Ford Explosion to the Chick-fil on Monday, Labor Day, and we had on our... had on our special outfit so that we could get the free Chick-fil chicken strips. And y'all, they were good. They used to have the chicken strips. And for some reason, they just weren't as good as the nuggets. And I don't know why. You would think chicken, breading, pressure, you know, cooked in the delicious fattening oil, and it would all taste the same, but it didn't. But these chicken strips are much better, and they're big and fat, too. So, you know, you know I've got to like that if it's big and fat. So, now, y'all, I had a phone call with Woody, and y'all may remember Woody. He was over in the Cambridge, England, and he has come back to the U.S. of A., and he is now in the Washington, D.C. area. And so I believe he is going to be coming down to see Big Fatty the weekend after the Podcastapalooza here in the Chuck Town. And so it'll be nice to see Woody. And, you know, y'all, Woody likes to hop in a sling, so... we'll just have to see what happens with all that. So anyway, I don't think he listens anymore, but you know, whatever. We'll see what happens. I'm sure he'll have quite a few hot little things lined up, and not Big Fatty, but you know, hot little things. But you know, I'll just set up the video cam. Oh, sorry, never mind. Now, y'all, Larry Cly is finally back up and running over there at the LK Today. And, you know, he does that little segment on his show where people call in and guess what is on Big Fatty's Inappropriate Touch. And he hadn't done it in a while. And, y'all, quite frankly, he had a buttload of phone calls of people trying to match what was on Big Fatty's Inappropriate Touch. So, the premise is you call in to the LK Today, you guess what's on Big Fatty's Inappropriate Touch, then you come over to the BFO, and you listen, and Big Fatty will play your guess and then give you the bell or the buzzer as to whether you are correct or not. So, y'all, why don't we just get into that right now? That music means only one thing. It's your chance to match what's on Big Fatty's Inappropriate Touch.
Hey Larry, it's British John calling. I'm just calling to weigh in on the Inappropriate Touch debate. I'm going to go for these boots are made for walking. I'm pretty certain that Big Fatty will have that on his Inappropriate Touch. If I just got the Big Fatty buzzer because I got it incorrect, then I'm giving Big Fatty the finger right now because I'm almost certain he must have that. I mean, why wouldn't he have that on his iPod? He's all about the classics. Larry, I love the show. Keep it coming because it's really, really cool. And I'm looking forward to seeing you again when you come up to New York. Big Fatty, you're fat.
Well, y'all, that was British John, and of course, he guessed incorrectly as to what Big Fatty had on his inappropriate touch. However, he did get it correct that Big Fatty is fat. All right, our next contestant is Guru Nudie.
Mr. Larry Klein, this is Guru Nudie in Tampa. I've digested your challenge and want to disgorge one of the songs on Big Fatty's Eye Touch.
How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the waggly tail. How much is that doggy in the window? I do hope that doggy is for sale.
Sorry, Guru Nudie, but I don't have How Much Is That Doggy in the Window on the inappropriate touch, but let's give a chance to James in L.A.
Hey, Larry Clyde, this is James in L.A. I wanted to take a guess at what's on Big Fatty's inappropriate touch. I think it would probably be Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. From the Mary Poppins musical. Thanks, and we'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Well, thank you, James in L.A. I am very proud that you were able to figure that one out, but, you know, that one was really kind of easy because, you know, Big Fatty loves him some Miss Poppins. And y'all, James in L.A. sent me a picture, and I'll tell you about it in just a second. Yeah.
Now, if you want to try to guess what's on Big Fatty's inappropriate touch, go over to the LK Today's voicemail number at 206-426-6914 and leave your guess, then check back here and see if you're right.
Now, y'all, I mentioned that James in L.A. sent me a picture, and I need to pull it up right here so I can look at it. But, let's see, and what would that picture be called? Well, I've gotten sent a picture of two big fat women waiting in line for food. Oh, Lord. There's some sort of Big Fatty mascara. Oh, Lord. But anyway, the picture was James in L.A. He and his other half went to Las Vegas after they went to the giant gash in the ground, better known as Big Fatty's Grand Canyon. And they stopped by there, and y'all, there was a display of Christmas decorations, and the sign said Big Balls, and James had his picture taken with a some big blue balls. And you know, Big Fatty's not been very sexually active since the play has been going on, because there's just no time. And so they're big and blue right now, James, so that picture was very, 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 very appropriate. Yes, it was. And you know what else is appropriate, y'all? Some memory lane music. Y'all, well, this week is going to be a special week because Big Fatty is going to do memory lane music of different quiz programs. And you know, Big Fatty loves a quiz program. And y'all, today's memory lane music is going to be by a show hosted by David Ruprecht. recognize the thing. I know it's a very long fucking theme song. And, you know, y'all, I just might let you know, Big Fatty almost chose this as his as the BFO theme, but I didn't. But anyway, this is the theme from Supermarket Sweep. It's an American television game show. Part of the format was similar to other team-based quiz shows. The other part was a live-action race through a supermarket, a novel concept at its time. And in a time grace, cameras follow the teams with shopping carts through a large vacated supermarket with several aisles. The value of items thrown into the cart determined the winning team. The original show was broadcast on ABC from 1965 to 1967, with revivals airing on Lifetime from 1990 to 95, which reran until 1998, and later on PAX TV from 2000 to 2003, and then reran until 2004. Now, ABC Supermarket Sweep was broadcast from food fair supermarkets, mostly around the New York City area. For the Lifetime version, a mock supermarket was created at the Hollywood Center Studios. It was modeled after a Hughes Market until September 1993, when it was remodeled again after a unified Western Market. I have no fucking idea what those are. Perhaps those of you in the Unified West can tell us about that. The PAX version was staged in the same set and studio as the Lifetime version, beginning September 2001, and the show moved to the NBC studios. Now, the hosts from 1965 to 67 on the ABC version was Bill Malone, and the announcers were Wally King from 65 to 66 and Richard Hayes from 66 to 67, with Johnny Olson and Gene Wood as frequent substitutes for those years. The hosts for the 90 to 95 Lifetime version and the 2000 to 2003 PAX version was David Ruprecht. And the announcers were Johnny Gilbert from 90 to 95 and the first half of the 2000-2001 season, with Randy West for the rest of the shows of the run from 2000 to 2003. Now, y'all, Big Fatty loved the Supermarket Sweep. I mean, I loved it. And they always had these bonuses. And, you know, you've been to the grocery store and you've seen these inflatable cans of soup or you know, any tube of toothpaste or anything like that, or a can of beer or a bottle of beer or whatever. Well, they would have these inflatable things all over the supermarket, and you'd pick up these bonuses and throw them in your cart along with what you thought were expensive items, and then you fill up the cart and run it up to the cash register and then get a new cart and go back into the store. And, y'all, I had a friend that worked at a Harris Teeter here in town, and I always wanted to go into his store after hours and just run through the store and throw shit in the cart and pick up those inflatable things and throw them in there and run them up to the cash register. In fact, y'all, when he was an assistant manager, he worked the night shift, and they, you know, the music that they play in the store, they could control it to some extent, and especially at night. I made him up a tape of the Supermarket Sweep music, and he would play. I would go in there to shop in the evening, and he would turn on the Supermarket Sweep music just in the background, nothing offensively loud or anything. But it was just a hoot for Big Fatty to be in the store and going, "Oh my God, it's a Supermarket Sweep music!" Oh, okay, Big Fatty's a little fucked up. Oh, Lordy. Now, y'all, I have gotten lots and lots of e-letters and things that have been sent to me, and I've told you about some of those, but y'all are some fucked up people out there. That's all I'm going to say. And it really does the fat one's heart good to know how fucked up you are. And y'all, I also let me see. Let's go over here to the BFO for a second, because the comments are down a little bit. I'm telling you, I'm just saying. But you know, that's okay, because you know today's Labor Day. That's Labor without the U, British John. Y'all, have you listened to British John's new show? It's called In My Country, And if you go over and listen to it, y'all, he puts a lot of fucking work into that. And I know because I don't put any fucking work into this show. And actually, my favorite part of his One of my favorite parts of his show is at the very end, he puts all the outtakes where he fucks up. So, you know, it's like the BFO in that you get to hear the fuck-ups. It's just that he takes them out of the regular show and puts them all at the end. Whereas I just fucking leave them in because I don't give a shit. But anyway, oh yeah, I was going over to the BFO. I got distracted by the manhunt. All right, and now I'm going to see if there's anybody new on the listener map. And I have a feeling I know the answer to that. And I need to add British John and Princess Hannah's shows to the fat favorites here. Okay, I don't see anybody new just off the top of my head. Y'all, I haven't heard from Straight Bob in a while. I wonder if he's okay. Y'all, we have got, speaking of Princess Hannah, we have got Hurricane Hara coming up here to the South Kakalaki. And, you know, every time I look at the weather, it's moving just a little bit north. It was going in just right above Jacksonville, and then it was the middle of Georgia, and then it was Savannah, and now it's moved up a little more, and it's probably just going to be a direct hit on the Chucktown. So, anyway. But, you know, what can I say? Big Fatty's been through a hurricane before, and I ain't going nowhere for this week. Okay, there are no new people on the listener map. So, those of you who haven't joined the listener map, I'm giving you the finger. And, y'all, I'm just telling you, if there's going to be a week that Big Fatty might not come through with the show, it's going to be this week or next week, okay? Because, y'all, I'm tired. And, you know, it's a labor of love, but sometimes you just peter out. And, you know, sometimes peter... Oh, dear Gussie. Sometimes peter out is a good thing. Especially if it's someone else's Peter and it's like British John likes it, you're slapping him in the face with it. But sometimes you're just too pooped to pop. How many other things can I come up with on this? And just, you know, y'all, do you call your Peter a pecker? Oh, can you tell I'm tired? And I've got to go to rehearsal. Y'all, I'm Poop Deck Pappy, and Poop Deck Pappy says, bye-bye for today, and I'll try to be here tomorrow. Poopy.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.